That tells you what the Democratic Party thinks about abortion. In this
book, or you believe everything in the book, or do you put some things in there just to cater to your base?
No, of course I believe everything.
All right. On the 9/11 widows, and in particular a group that had been critical of the administration, these self-obsessed women seemed genuinely unaware that 9/11 was an attack on our nation and acted as if the terrorist attack only happened to them. They believed the entire country was required to marinate in their exquisite personal agony. Apparently, denouncing Bush was an important part of their closure process. And this part is the part I really need to talk to you about. These broads are millionaires, lionized on TV and in articles about them, reveling in their status as celebrities and stalked by grieferazzis. I've never seen people enjoying their husband's death so much.
Yes.
Because they dare to speak out?
To speak out using the fact that they're widows. This is the left's doctrine of infallibility. If they have a point to make about the 9/11 Commission, about how to fight the war on terrorism, how about sending in somebody we're allowed to respond to? No. We always have to respond to someone who just had a family member die.
But aren't they the people in the middle of the story?
Because then if we respond, oh, you're questioning their authenticity. No,
the story is... So grieve, but grieve quietly.
No, the story is an attack on the nation.
And by the way...
That requires a foreign policy response.
And by the way...
That does not entail
the expertise... They also criticized the Clinton administration for their failures leading up to 9/11.
Not the ones I'm talking about.
No, they have.
No.
They have.
No.
But is your message to them just grieving?
No, they were cutting commercials for Kerry. They were using their grief in order to make a political point. While preventing anyone from responding.
If you lose a husband, you no longer have the right to have a political point of view?
No, but don't use the fact that you lost a husband as the basis for your being able to talk about it while preventing people from responding. Let Matt Lauer make the point. Let Bill Clinton make the point. Don't put up someone I'm not allowed to respond to without questioning the authenticity of their
grief. Apparently you are allowed to respond to them.
Well, yeah, I did.
Right, so in other words...
But that is the point of liberal infallibility, of putting up Cindy Sheehan, of putting out... These widows of putting up Joe Wilson. No, you can't respond. It's their doctrine of infallibility.
Well, what I'm saying
have
is
have somebody else make the argument.
What I'm saying is I don't think they've ever told you you can't respond. So why can't they
but
make
you're
their
getting
point?
Testy with
no,
me.
No, I'm just, I think it's a, I think it's a dramatic statement. These broads, you know, are millionaires
yeah,
stalked
you think
by
grief
I've
them.
Never seen people enjoying their husband's death so
mm-hmm.
much.
They're all over the news.